About a week ago, I was teaching a group class, and one of my students, a 17 or 18-year-old guy, suddenly started throwing out these advanced words, stuff like society, influence, parallel, and a bunch more that were way above his language level. I asked, "Hey, why do you want to learn these words?" He said, "I want to write an essay about parallel universes." Now, as an English teacher, maybe what I said next wasn't the most encouraging, but I told him, "Okay, but who's going to write it? Why don't you use ChatGPT instead?" He said, "I want to write it myself." Then he lit up. With a huge spark in his eyes, he started talking about all these possibilities, about alternate realities, dimensions, and what might exist beyond this world. I was standing in front of him, just smiling. After a few minutes, he stopped and asked, "Was it interesting, teacher?" I said, "It was super interesting, but honestly, this kind of information doesn't help me with my life. It's not one of my concerns, but the fact that you care about it, that's amazing." Okay, maybe my response came off a little harsh, but it made me stop and think again. How much our values shape what we want in life and what we aim for. That student values understanding the world around him. He wants to discover. And that made me thinking, do I know what my values are? Or I'm just continuing without even thinking about it? This is Nima Parsa and welcome to Nipa Podcast. This is episode 9 about value. Go! Before we get into what value actually is, let me ask you something. Have you ever been in the middle of a busy day, rushing around, when suddenly you stop and think, "What am I even doing? What's all this hustle for?" If you have, you're definitely not alone. That question, "What makes life valuable?" is one of humanity's oldest questions. Philosophers, psychologists, you, me, we've all looked for an answer at some point, but there's no single answer. Because basically, life itself doesn't mean the same thing to everyone. Aristotle said the value of life is in realizing our potential. He called this eudaimonia, which means a good life, is a life of balance and meaning. Nietzsche, on the other hand, said life has no value on its own. We give it value, especially through pain. He has actually a very famous quote, which is, "He who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow." Then there is Viktor Frankl, one of my all-time top 10 writers. He survived the Nazi camps during World War II. In his book, Man's Searching for Meaning, he wrote that people who made it through those camps had something, a purpose. Those who didn't have a reason to keep going gave up. Let's take it one step deeper. Here's a real example from one of my students. She's a 25-year-old woman working at an international company. During one of our conversations, she said, "I have everything, but I feel empty." After lots of talking, we figured it out. What she was missing wasn't money, love, or success. It was impact. She didn't feel useful to anyone, not even to herself. Now that value looks different for everyone. For some, it's love. For others, it's freedom. Some feel fulfilled by helping people. For me, for the longest time, it was success. But over time, I realized success without meaning is like climbing a mountain and asking, "Wait, why did I came up here?" So let's wrap this part up. Value isn't something people give you. It's not a label. It's something you have to discover in your experiences, in your pain, in your failures. And even when you find your values, that's just the beginning. But it's also the first and most important step. Now, imagine this. One morning, you wake up and everyone's gone. No family, no friends, no society, no internet. It's just you in an empty world. What would still matter to you? Not money, you can't buy anything. Not fame, no one's there to admire you. Not beauty, who's going to judge? That's when you realize our values don't form in a vacuum. They're shaped by the world, like reflections in a broken mirror. As kids, we absorb our parents' values. If your dad always said, work only matters when it makes money, you probably believed that. If your school rewarded silence and obedience, you probably thought a good student means not asking questions. If society told you a successful woman is beautiful, hardworking, and always smiling, or a man should never show weakness and only provide, you might have shaped your life around those ideals. Then we grow up, open Instagram, and the algorithm starts feeding your brain. Happiness equals travel. Value equals looking good. Coolness equals lots of followers. Let me give you another real story. A friend of mine, an insanely talented graphic designer, fell into severe anxiety. Why? Because he thought he was falling behind. Compared to who? People in his stories, always at a meeting, a cafe, on a new project. He didn't realize he was working quietly, carefully on a long-term project he loved. But in his head, the value of depth was being replaced by the value of speed and noise without him even noticing. Let's pause for a moment. Look at the values you're living with right now. Can you say with certainty, I chose them? Did you consciously decide that honesty, personal growth, or family matters most? Or did they just stick to you like dust on your clothes, picked up as you walked through life? In psychology, there's a term for this, introjection. It's when we internalize external values without questioning them. And guess what? They often become a source of chronic anxiety because we end up fighting for things we don't really believe in. Think of someone who always had to get perfect grades, not because they loved learning, but because their dad expected it. Maybe deep down, they dreamed of being a writer or an artist. Okay, they might still succeed, but they'll never feel satisfied because they're chasing someone else's dream. Here's a little exercise. Write down your top 5 values. Now ask yourself, are these mine or were they handed to me? Have you ever faced a hard decision? One of those life fork in the road moments. You talk to a bunch of people. You overthink it. You can't sleep for nights. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, a voice deep down whispers, "This is the right way." That voice? That's probably one of your values speaking. Values are like compass. Not a map, not a route, but they always point into a certain direction. When you know what matters to you, decision-making becomes simpler. Here's a personal example. I once received a job offer from a big company. Great money, great reputation, clear path forward. But their core projects didn't align with how I see education. They clashed with my ideas of freedom. And for me, those values are non-negotiable. So I turned it down. From the outside, it probably looked stupid. From the inside, it felt like freedom. So let's imagine this. You figured out what you value. Not what your parents said, not what society rewards, what you believe in deep down in your bones. Now the question is, what's worth fighting for? You know, not every value demands a battle. Some are quiet, personal, like kindness or patience. But others, they ask more of you. They ask you to show up, to risk comfort, to say no when it's easier to stay silent. They ask you to live differently. For me, that's learning and freedom. I believe people should be able to learn no matter where they come from, no matter how old they are, no matter how good they were in school. And I'll fight for that. I'll put in the hours, take the hits, lose followers, say unpopular things, because it matters. And it's not always grand. Sometimes fighting means recording a podcast after a long day. Sometimes it means not giving up when things get slow and no one seems to care. That's the thing about value-driven living. It doesn't always feel good. It's not always exciting, but it's always right. So I'll ask you again, what's worth fighting for? If everything was taken from you, money, reputation, comfort, what would still be worth it? What would make this struggle feel meaningful? Find that and you'll never be truly lost. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Big shout out to Nipa team for everything they've done to make this episode. It would be such an honor if you start following us on social media. And also, let me remind you that you can listen to all the episodes of Nipa podcast on our official website, nipa.academy, nipa.academy. And also, it would be such a big help if you shared the episodes with your friends, family members, and basically everyone you know. Again, thanks for all the love and support. Till the next episode, take care in this crazy world. Go!